Hello, this is Climate and Community, Maine Voices for Action, with a Climate to Thrive. This five-minute weekly program will illuminate stories of climate courage, solutions, and resilience-building action, with a focus on communities leading the way right here in coastal Maine. I'm your host, Brianna Cunliffe. Let's dive in.
My name is Doug Hyland, and I am the chair of the Brooklyn Climate Response Committee. I was very despondent about the fact that there was no movement in the country about climate change. And I talked to a friend who was pretty involved politically, and he said that what I should do to counter that feeling is do something. So I started publishing this newsletter and became interested in more local climate issues.
In addition to his newsletter, after connecting with a select board member who encouraged Doug to help his town enroll in the Community Resilience Partnership, he gathered neighbors and did just that. Their volunteer committee is proof of the power of local action.
Well, as they say, all things start local. My old climate newsletter was really aimed at a much wider audience. I decided that a much more on-the-grounds approach would be perhaps more effective. It's rewarding to go into folks' homes, neighbors, and get a positive response and to be able to make a difference in the comfort and fuel bills of local residents, and all the while knowing that you're helping to reduce carbon footprint in town. It's quite a lot of work, and it's rewarding when we look back and see now we have a year and a half of history with this. We've made some differences. It requires having some members on your committee that have the time and the fire in their belly to do this sort of thing.
One of the committee's other projects, in addition to the neighbor-to-neighbor program we covered previously, centers around the school.
It seems like our kids and grandkids, I'm old enough to have grandkids, when they go to school, they'd like to go to a building that demonstrates that their parents and grandparents actually cared about what their future was going to hold. And one way to do that would be to have the school completely powered by the sun. There's an electric bus there charging, all these things that are now possible to do. And the Brooklyn School has a beautiful, big, huge roof that would hold a very large array that could really provide all the electricity for the school and probably for all the rest of the municipal buildings as well. But because we have grid interconnection issues in Brooklyn, that project was turned down by Versant. That's been a big disappointment. One of our biggest problems in Brooklyn is this interconnect problem. And I really feel like solar and batteries are the foundation of what's called virtual power plants. And so we've been pretty active in trying enrolling in the Department of Energy's ETIP program to try to put together an electric energy program for the town that could be used as a template to work with Versant Power and with homeowners and business owners and the town of Brooklyn to get a lot more solar and eventually batteries installed. We have tremendous problems with power outages in Brooklyn. Every time the power goes out for more than 2 hours, all the kids have to go home from school. That's the state law. All their parents have to be called up. A lot of those parents have to leave work. You know, it's just not a good situation. And yet we're at the very end of the small little garden hose that squirts electricity down to the end of the peninsula. We're a perfect example of how a virtual power plant and a smart grid can really help this kind of situation. So that's one thing we really want to work on. It ties in with the solar project on the school. And almost everyone has a generator of some sort in their backyard now because the power goes out so frequently. Well, that's a very expensive piece of machinery. It's a very polluting piece of machinery. Wouldn't it be wonderful if we had a grid such that we didn't need to run those things? That's a goal for today.
Other goals for the committee include educating folks on options for eating less meat, incorporating EVs into Brooklyn's annual 4th of July parade, and equipping residents to advocate on the state and federal levels.
We have more work that we could do if we had the manpower to do it. For instance, there's interest in a dark sky program for town lighting. We'd really like to get into more of an educational program, both in the local Brooklyn primary school and in the local high school. So we have lots of ideas, too many ideas. So yes, we could use some help.
Learn more and get involved at the Town of Brooklyn's website under Climate Response Committee. This has been Climate and Community with a Climate to Thrive on WERU-FM. We're here every Thursday morning at 8:30. Thanks for listening.